Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
That's right, get those car care questions ready. You don't have to be a motorhead to join in on this show. If you have any kind of a car care question, you got to bring in your vehicle for service and say, what the heck is wrong with this thing? And is it going to cost me an arm and a leg? Dan Burns, ASE certified technician from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul with us once again. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you doing today and how was your week?
Oh, we had a great week, didn't we? It was the weather's cooled off and gotten way more comfortable, and we got a little rain, and so you know the world's a little brighter, isn't it?
It is, and it looks like for those celebrating any outdoor activities this Labor Day weekend looks pretty good, at least around these parts weather-wise. We can still always use some more showers, and we might get a couple this coming week. But in the meantime, if you have any problems with your car, your truck, your van, and you want to talk to an expert about what may be ailing, I haven't said it for quite a while, but you can call in or text in. Call or text your car care question, but keep in mind Dan will be taking his leave at 7:45 or a little earlier. So don't wait. If you want to get some information, call it in or text it in. And here's that new number for either the call or the text, 651-461-9226. 651-461-WCCO, if that's easier to remember. 651-461-9226. So call it in or text it in right now. Well, Dan, we have some texts from last week, but I wanted to ask you something. Looking at the calendar, and a lot of kids already back in school, and those about to begin the fall season. I was thinking, and I was talking to some friends of mine about the trades and what good jobs there are available for the trades. But I'm thinking specifically about someone in your business. And you and I have talked about it before. That's a heck of a good job being an auto technician.
It is indeed. And it's certainly been a good career for me. I've loved it and enjoyed it. And I would encourage any young person that seems to have some sort of mechanical aptitude or likes to do that sort of thing, working with their hands and so forth, to take a look at it. And if they're in high school still, I would encourage them to, get into a shop class or something like that. And I would also encourage them to go look at the technical schools and see what they have to offer. And I think that you'll find that with getting out of school, and it's not as long as a commitment to go to school to become an auto mechanic, and you'll find that coming out, there's just gobs of opportunity, and they pay very well from the very beginning, and as you get trained and become more professional, it becomes a very, very professional, high-paying job.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we have some darn good technical schools around here, too, fortunately.
We do, yes. And, you know, we at Lloyd's offer scholarships to kids that are going to school and or when they get out of school, and to help them pay for the cost of their school. And we have some kids that are in school now, and they say that, and I was glad to hear this, they say that the attendance is up, that kids are actually looking to become auto mechanics. And that's great because there's a tremendous shortage right now. We need people to go into this industry.
Well, jobs available, so think about it. Yeah, good point. 651-461-9226. That's the new number. Use it, please, if you have any kind of a car care question. Here's one that maybe you're going to refer to this texter to the manual. I'll just read it. I have a 2019 Chev Trax, wondering how to change the cabin filter myself. Where is it located?
You know, I don't know if you'll find that in the owner's manual.
No.
I kind of think you will not, but I know you've done this, Denny. You can do a web search, and you'll probably come up with a YouTube video.
Yeah.
That shows you exactly how to do it. And, you know, some of them are a little bit more complicated, where maybe the glove box or some parts of the dash need to be removed to get to them. And some of them are actually quite simple, where there's just a cover or two that need to be removed and you can act moved to get to them. And some of them are actually quite simple, where there's just a cover or two that need to be removed and you can access them. But that's where I would recommend is that you follow along with a YouTube video. And believe it or not, Denny, especially like with turning off maintenance lights and things like that, they're all different. And we use those videos quite frequently professionally to get the lights turned off and things like that, that we find them to be very helpful.
Okay. Well, look at this. Let's do this. We have, for the last month, we've been unable to take phone calls. We've got one. John in Hopkins is first up. There should be some prize or something for this. John, you're on with Dan Burns.
Good morning. Just a generic question. Nobody's ever asked, and I'm curious. With all of his experience, or all your experience, and time in the industry, what do you think is the best overall manufacturer brand for reliability of a car or design and so forth? What would be overall the best brand, best company? Let's say something between like Camry and a Accord, a Corolla, and a Civic, that sort of thing. Is there one that stands out as more reliable and better designed?
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'll be careful with that, Denny. I know that. Because there's all sorts of people that have to do with WCCO radio, I have to be careful about endorsing any one particular brand. But certainly the ones that you named are amongst my favorites. And the cars are all different. It depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for something that's completely reliable, that's just I want to get in it and turn the key and get where I'm going, I have a list of cars that I would include. If you start to get more involved and I want something sporty and with more features and things like that, I would give you another list. And then the final list would be as if you want top of the line with sports and all that sort of things, it would be a different list. So it depends exactly what you're looking for. But there's plenty that I would endorse.
A lot of good choices out there.
You know what else, Denny? To be fair, there aren't very many lines that I would not endorse anymore because I'd say they're all getting pretty good.
Yeah, and I just read an article, we can talk about it sometime, about how few people, even if they see their engine light on, they say, well, maybe I'll take it in, maybe I won't. But the cars these days, and you've said it in the past, are all, well, not quite, but almost bulletproof. They really are so reliable, in, unlike so many years ago. But we're moving off the topic here. Let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's invite our listeners to call in or text in your car care question. But don't wait. Dan will be with us just a little ahead of 7:45, so call in your question or send a text. Here is the number for either, 651-461-9226. 61 degrees now in the Twin Cities. We'll be right back. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located exactly where, Daniel?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give a call, not this morning, because we're closed for the long holiday, weekend.
But on
Tuesday, you can call us at 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that phone number as Dan heads out of here this morning, which is about 7:45. So if any kind of a car care question, send it in by text or phone at 651-461-9226. Speaking of phones, Carl is on the horn calling from Minneapolis. Carl, you're on CCO with Dan.
Hey, good morning. My question is I have tire light on, low tire light on my left rear. It's so I put air into it, and it's right up to 32, and the light will not go off. Does that mean I might have a bad sensor then? Over.
What kind of car is it, Carl?
It's a 19 Chevy Cruze.
A 19 Chevy Cruze. Well, that I don't think that has a reset procedure on it for the light, but there may be. And if that's, and look in your owner's manual to see if after you put air in the tire, if you have to reset the computer system. And you might. On a 19, that would be pretty early for it, for the batteries in one of the sensors to have gone bad. So I wonder if maybe there is a reset procedure, but I don't have that information right in front of me, here. But if you look in your owner's manual, you'll find that. And if that's the case, usually it's pretty simple to go through that reset procedure. It'll tell you where to find it on your dash or in your computer screen or whatever. And you go through that procedure, reset the light, and you should be good to go.
Right. Very good, Carl. Thank you for the call. Texter says this, Dan, rusted through brake line. Do you, meaning Lloyd's, repair, or is it your policy to replace the full set of lines?
Well, we don't have to replace the full set of lines, but what you can't do with a brake line is repair a part of it. Most commonly, we can't use a compression fitting or something like that because it is a brake line. But the thing about brake lines, when they've rusted through, you're kind of opening up a big bag of problems oftentimes, because in that process, you have to get all the brake bleeders open, and they're just as rusty as the brake lines are. And so you have to kind of take a look at it and assess what you have to do, but you need to start and end at a safe place without using any sort of compression fitting or anything. It needs to actually be a formed brake line. But we do repairs on those. We do them actually very commonly. Cars have gotten so expensive. It used to be that when a brake line would rust through, that it would kind of total the car, because it sometimes can get kind of expensive. But used cars are worth so much money now that people are actually going ahead and doing the repair, and I think it makes good sense to do that.
Yeah. So a texter just sent in a note, and I failed to ask you about the two. Carl's call about the tire pressure. Could he check the spare if he has one, tire pressure?
Well, that's a good idea, too. Some cars have a fifth tire sensor in the spare tire. I don't think Chevy does that very often, but that could also be if the spare tire is low, that certainly will cause the light to come on also.
Okay. Well, here's a fun one. The texter said, I texted about an issue with my fan motor only working on the highest setting, and you recommended the blower resistor. Well, I was able to replace it myself. Everything works great. Thanks for a great show. It's always good to hear those comments, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad when we're right. That's good.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often in my house, but that's a whole other story. By the way, if you're just joining us, we have a phone that's operational, and it's the same number as the text number. So if you have a question for Dan, either call it in or text it in, don't wait. Dan will be with us for about another 15 minutes or so. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It's kind of a follow-up from last week's show. Maybe you remember this. There's a beginning and an end here. We have a 2017 Acadia. When you're getting out, putting it in park, there are times the display reads it's not in park, and the beeper won't let you leave the car until you restart it, move it, put it back in park. GMC said it won't be warranty work, most likely very expensive. He was asking, or she, your thoughts. It's very frustrating. Thank you. Well, here's the update from last week. It says, good morning. It took the car into a local GMC dealer. Turns out it was the harness and switch. They said it became a common problem for them, but thanks for your professionalism. Love, love, love the show. Please forward to Dan.
Oh, nice. I'm glad to hear that. And the harness and the switch, I agree, sounds expensive. They didn't say that, but if, you know, depending upon how much of the wiring harness that needed to be repaired, that can get expensive. And that's what's one of the things that's handy with service bulletins that the manufacturer puts out, is that's where we get that information, and we have access to all that information, and that gets you pointed in a direction of common problems that they've seen before, and obviously they had seen that problem before.
Yeah, good news. All right, thanks for that text. By the way, as we head to this break, we're going to look at that forecast, Dan, see what's coming up for the holiday and beyond. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Call it in or text it in. Here is the number for either, 651-461-9226. We'll take this break, be back with more here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Yes, indeed. Either call or text your car care question for Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive this morning. Again, 651-461-9226. Dan, we have callers. We have texters. Let's get back to it. George, I think, is first up. You're calling in from Blaine. George, you're on CCO with Dan.
Hi there.
Hi.
I listen to your show every week. It's a great show.
Thank you.
I would like to ask, I've got a 2018 Nissan Rogue with 40,000 miles on it. I get the oil changed every 5,000, but at 35,000, and then at just this week I was in for oil change, they want to flush the brake system. Does that sound right?
Well, the reason that they want to flush the brake system is because the brake fluid absorbs moisture, and they want to keep a moisture out of that system. They want to have fresh, clean brake fluid in there for two reasons, so that the brake fluid compresses properly. Water will compress and brake fluid won't, or at least they compress at different pressures. And the other reason is they don't want to have any moisture in there to get rust and corrosion build up on the inside of those brake parts. So as always, I'm going to always recommend to do what the manufacturer recommends. And that does not surprise me. Makes sense to me that they would ask you to flush the brake fluid. And we do it, and we do it on the recommended maintenance.
All right, very good. Here's a text, Dan. It says, do rotors have to be replaced when the pads are replaced as a rule of thumb?
As a rule of thumb, yes, they do have to be replaced. You know, back in the day, we used to take brake rotors off of a car, and we would put them on a brake lathe, and we would machine them and make them smooth again, and they'd work for another brake job. Well, nowadays, brakes last so long, for one thing, that the brake rotors get too thin to put them on the brake lathe. and do and go through that procedure because there's just not enough metal left there. And the other thing is labor costs have gotten so high that the parts are actually cheaper. You know, the new parts are actually cheaper than the amount of time that it takes to machine the rotors anymore. So that's why almost always we would recommend replacing brake rotors. And to on an older car, if you know, to have brake rotors that are worn below the minimum and to put new brake pads in is just not a good idea. It's just it's not the way the vehicle was designed, and it's not a good idea to just put pads in. So we don't do that. We very rarely do that.
Okay. Larry, I think, is calling from St. Paul. Larry, are you there? Good morning.
Yeah, I got a 2013 Hyundai Elantra, and after you shut it off, it makes a sucking sound, and then like two flaps, flap.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's inside the car. Is that correct? Or
well, it's like down where the air filter system runs through. It's on the right-hand side of the engine when you're facing the car, like a popping of something.
Yeah, you know, on the intake manifold, oftentimes they have a control system that for the amount of air that goes into the intake, and sometimes those systems aren't working correctly, so that might be what you're hearing. Or on the heating and air conditioning system, many of those blend doors are vacuum operated, and when you shut off the vacuum to those, sometimes you'll hear the air bleed off, and then the doors move. And so I'm not sure exactly what you're hearing, but I guess my recommendation would be to stop into your shop or any shop and let them take a listen to it. And while I can't hear it over the radio and over the phone, you know, your shop can put an ear to it, and quite often we'll know exactly what it is and be able to give you some sort of idea of if it's normal and you don't have to worry about it, or if it needs some attention and what that would cost.
Okay. Texter says this, Dan, a 2010 Ford Explorer, only after sitting overnight, does not start easy. Have to hold the key on for 2 to 3 seconds or so. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but the process for checking that would be to find out if when you're starting the vehicle, do we have proper spark? Do we have, you know, proper fuel pressure? Do we have all the ingredients that we need? I suspect maybe what's wrong is when you're cranking it, it's taken a long time for the fuel pressure to build up. But we would need to check that. But that's one of the things that would cause an extended crank. Or if when the vehicle's sitting, there's a rupture in the diaphragm or in a fuel injector or something like that, and maybe there's some fuel that's dripping in to the intake manifold while it's starting, and when you go to start it, it's actually flooded. So those are the types of things that we would have to check, but there's a whole bunch of different things that would cause that problem, and we'd need to zero in on what's causing it.
Here's a text that says, "Hi guys, listening in Vegas." Huh. Nice. This is about a 20.
Good luck in Vegas.
Good luck. 2010 Ranger shift indicator no longer shows the position. Where to go from here?
Well, the indicator switch is actually out on the transmission, and there's an electrical connector that goes to it, and they actually quite commonly fail on those. And so that's probably where the problem is, but you would need to take it in and have a little diagnostics done to be sure of that. But that sensor out on the transmission is probably where the problem is.
Okay. Here's, I think we have time for maybe one more, 2014 Santa Fe Sports. Engine problems that will require the engine to be replaced under dealer warranty. Anything to watch out for? We like the car. Should we dump it? Again, it's a Hyundai 2014 Santa Fe. They say needs a new engine.
Yeah, and that there is a manufacturer's service bulletin on that, that is covered under warranty. And I think that actually with the new engine that they put in, they will have done some upgrades. So if you're happy with that vehicle, there's no reason that you should get rid of it after they do the repair. I think it'll be just fine.
You do that at Lloyd's, don't you? I mean, put new engines in cars?
We do quite commonly. Hmm. We can't do it under the manufacturer's warranty.
Right.
But you know, like I said, cars have gotten so expensive that people are spending the money of putting new engines and transmissions in. And yes, we do that quite a bit.
How about that? Well, if you need a new engine or you just want to stop by and say hello at the Lloyd's Automotive this coming week. Of course, it's a holiday weekend, so you'll be back in business Tuesday. How do we get in touch with you guys there at Lloyd's? Well,
come on over. Like you say, stop in and take a look. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call on Tuesday at 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Dan, have a safe holiday weekend, and we will talk to you 1 week from today, right?
Sounds good.
All right. Dan Burns, thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on News Talk A3OWCCO. And then get those lawn and garden questions ready in the 8 o'clock hour Smart Garden Show. Straight ahead, too, after Jack on News Talk A3OWCCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.